This is a Rabble Podcast Network show.
Rabble.ca.
Hi, I'm Wayne McPhail, and I was one of the people that originally started the Rabble Podcast Network, and I think that you should support the Rabble Podcast Network and Rabble.ca because there's no other place where you're going to get such a diversity of voices speaking truth to power.
The Rabble Podcast Network is 10 years old this year. Show your support by going to rabble.ca/donate.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
On Tuesday, Justin Trudeau announced that the federal government would not issue permits for the Northern Gateway pipeline. At the same time, he announced that they were approving Kinder Morgan's Trans Mountain pipeline and Enbridge's Line 3. In the past few weeks, thousands of Canadians from coast to coast have marched, held vigils, and pledged to do whatever it takes to stop the Kinder Morgan pipeline. To talk about the Liberal decision and the fight ahead, we're joined by Sven Biggs, energy and climate campaigner for STAND, which was formerly called Forest Ethics. Hello, Sven.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So let's start with the huge victory on the Northern Gateway. A lot of people, notably First Nations, fought hard against that project. So what were the factors that killed the pipeline proposal, do you think?
Well, I think it was the hard work of the First Nations that ultimately killed it. Justin Trudeau, I think, is doing a bit of victory lap on that one, but it's effectively been dead for about 6 months now since the Federal Court of Appeals overturned those permits. So Tuesday's announcement was just kind of putting that final nail in the coffin. The Coastal First Nations and the Yinka Dene Alliance deserve the credit for that win.
So what do you think Trudeau is thinking by killing the Northern Gateway, but approving Kinder Morgan, Trans Mountain, and the Line 3, which I think that's the pipeline down from Alberta to Wisconsin, right? But at the same time, professing to be a climate leader.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the real problem with Justin Trudeau. His rhetoric doesn't match up with his actions. He effectively approved all the pipelines that he could on Tuesday because the courts had already killed Northern Gateway. His logic that you can fund a transition to a green economy by building more pipelines is a little like announcing you're going to quit smoking and going out and buying two cartons of cigarettes. It simply doesn't make any sense.
So you mentioned that Northern Gateway was effectively killed in the courts. Do you think had there not been legal challenges that Trudeau probably would have approved that one as well?
I was in Ottawa about 3 weeks ago now, meeting with ministers and staff. And at that time, they seemed to be exploring the option of how to keep it alive. So it would have been a tough road for Northern Gateway, but I don't think anything is off the table for this government.
So definitely the priority is more pipelines or more as they can get away with.
Yeah, I mean, they are kind of competing priorities, and I don't know how they reconcile this, but their rhetoric on climate change and their desire to get a national climate plan has led them to do some really short-term thinking on energy projects, not just pipelines, also LNG. I think the approval of the Petronas project near Prince Rupert is also tied to getting Christy Clark on board for increases in the national carbon tax. So they seem to be willing to give away the store to get provinces online on the national climate plan because they see it as, I think, a legacy piece for the prime minister.
Now, Grand Chief Stewart wrote a scathing open letter to Justin Trudeau saying that he'd failed in his job on so many fronts. Is this a watershed moment for the perception of Trudeau's leadership on climate and the environment and the First Nations, do you think?
I think it is. I think the disappointment and betrayal a lot of people feel right now is very real. First Nations in particular, who have been promised reconciliation so many times and disappointed so many times, I think are feeling especially burned by this decision. and the strength of Indigenous leadership from the Grand Chief and from others has been overwhelming. And you know, just on Friday we saw a number of teachers in Toronto get arrested at an event that the Prime Minister was speaking at, protesting against both pipeline approvals and the government's abandonment of Indigenous people. And that I think speaks strongly to how widespread this feeling is. It's not just a BC thing, it's all across the country.
What is Christy Clark currently saying about the five conditions that she set for the approval of Kinder Morgan and the Trans Mountain Pipeline?
Yeah, she held a press conference the morning after the Prime Minister's announcement. She said that, in her mind, they're close to meeting all five conditions, that more work needs to be done on spill response and a fair share for British Columbia. But she also hinted that she felt like those conditions could be met in the near future. We also, you know, if you watch Christy Clark carefully, we've seen her kind of slowly water down those conditions as time went on. Good example of that is initially she talked about needing First Nations consent for projects like this. Now she talks about First Nations participation and is going to use the fact that some nations have signed a benefit agreement with the pipeline as to get around the 59 nations who come out against it. So she's, I think, trying to set the conditions for provincial approval. Her cabinet has to sign off on an environmental certificate for the project and has the power to stop it if they wanted to. And we're going to be putting more pressure on her, both in the coming weeks and months, but also right through the provincial election.
Well, I was just going to ask, the election is still months away, but do you think the prospects are good to ensure that this is an issue in the election?
Well, I think no matter what we do, this will be an issue in the election. And you know, Christy Clark's broader record on the environment is going to be key in this race. We think that you know, if Christy Clark tries to approve the project before the election, it's going to have real political costs for her.
I'm sure environmental organizations are going to be gearing up for quite a fight against Kinder Morgan. I know just a couple of weeks ago there was a huge march here in Vancouver. What shape do you think that opposition is going to take?
Well, I mean, I think we're looking at three different avenues. One is in the courts. I think in the coming weeks you're going to see a lot of legal challenges filed against the Prime Minister's decision. Some will come from First Nations, some will come from environmental groups. The cities will also be launching challenges, and potentially some unions as well. So it's going to be a broad spectrum of opposition. And if folks want to support that work, one of the best ways to do that is go to the Raven Trust and contribute to a fund that's been set up called the People versus Kinder Morgan. Since the announcement on Tuesday, they've raised over $42,000 for that fund. All that money will go to help First Nations in their legal fights against Kinder Morgan. One of the other routes, of course, is at the ballot box, and we've already talked about the provincial election and how important that's going to be to this campaign. And the third one is in the streets. The Union of BC Indian Chiefs have launched a pledge calling on folks to do whatever it takes to stop Kinder Morgan. Already, there's over 16,000 people that have signed that pledge, and that number is growing rapidly. Our organization and others are going to provide training for those folks so they can take part in civil disobedience safely and make sure that folks are ready when the day comes that we need to use those kind of tactics.
Now, I know the mayors of both Vancouver and Burnaby, Gregor Robertson and Derek Corrigan, they're quite strongly opposed to the pipelines. Have they got any sort of political avenue to fight the pipeline?
Well, they've both already launched legal challenges to the approval by the NEB, and we're expecting them to launch similar challenges against the Prime Minister's decision. They're going to be primarily in the courts, I think, is where they're going to be fighting it. And we're interested to see kind of what coalition will come together with the municipalities. There's over 22 municipalities, not just Vancouver and Burnaby here in British Columbia that oppose the pipeline. And we've seen kind of growing unity between them. So we're hopeful that those folks will work together and will become a very powerful voice on this.
You mentioned the legal fund to which people can donate to help the First Nations challenges in the courts. But what else can people do to make a difference and help with the fight ahead?
Well, you know, there's lots of good groups, including ours, that need financial support right now to step up this fight. As we move more towards tactics like civil disobedience, we're going to rely more on individual donors than ever before to continue our work. So that's important. The other thing is to sign the pledge at coastprotectors.ca and be ready to get involved when there's more protests and actions. We're hoping to build the kind of people-powered movement that can that overturned Enbridge on this project as well, and we're already well on our way to doing that. So those are two places folks can plug in.
And, of course, people can always turn off their radios and get out in the streets.
They can, and that's already happening. I mean, we saw within hours of the decision here in Vancouver, over 500 people out on the street, over 1,000 people in Victoria the other night, this protest plan in Kamloops, Chilliwack and Nanaimo coming up, and these are all organized just by grassroots folks getting together with their friends and calling for a protest in the streets.
Well, that's great news about the Northern Gateway, Sven. Glad to hear about it, and keep up the great fight against Kinder Morgan. Thanks for speaking with me today.
Thanks for having me on.
I've been speaking with Sven Biggs, energy and climate campaigner for Stand, and their website is stand.earth.